it's crazy because now it's like, well, okay, I have to now sell my, I can't just get a new place. I have to sell my place and get a new place. If I could get both right now, I would, but I couldn't at the time.
Yeah.
So that's hard. People say, oh, it might take like a year or like 6 months to a year, sometimes longer, to like sell and buy, and like a whole process.
Yeah.
Literally within a month, I had sold and bought with her my new dream place, like by the beach.
That's insane.
Somebody put in an offer. I had one offer. And I put in an offer, and it was accepted, and I sold literally the same, like, within the same couple weeks.
Yeah.
Insane, right?
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Oh. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. We are back and ready after Christmas. Cosmo from the Cosmo Network, how full are you?
I am full. Full of what? Lots of good food from, like, you know, I'm still eating Thanksgiving, so.
You have leftovers still?
Yeah, I'm, like, almost done with the pie.
Oh, I would kill for a pie right now.
Pumpkin pie.
One day we'll do an episode where it's, like, ASMR us eating, except for it'll be, like, the most undelightful thing to listen to. But as a treat to our listeners today, I wanted to bring back a guest that is perfect for us stepping into a new year. We brought back Jocky Hollywood.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. And I also want pie right now.
Ooh, okay, wait, but what flavor is your favorite? Ooh.
I just like chocolate, anything chocolate. Ooh. So just give me the chocolate.
Like a big fat chocolate whipped pie.
Yeah, that sounds like my vibe.
So,
but yeah, I'm so excited to be
here. Gonna DoorDash that right now.
Seriously.
Thank you for coming back.
Of course. I was so happy to do the last one, and we had such a good conversation. I would love to talk about this every day.
Yeah, I feel like you had such a really unique Delulu where it's like very positive and very like something that people that are watching and listening can take things away from. And sometimes we have guests that really do give you a seed of knowledge, but a lot of times it's just us venting. So I wanted to start January in like a positive swing and just hear and have you tell us like how much you've accomplished since you've been on the show last. Like, you have been busy.
Do you remember what month that was that I was on?
Oh, I could look.
I wonder how much time passed. It feels like it's been a year, but I don't actually know. But life has been very, very good. Life has been great. I moved since we last did this. I moved from West Hollywood to Marina Del Rey.
I moved
into a space that's more than double the size of where I used to live.
Yeah.
And that just all came so quickly. It feels like I woke up one day and I was somewhere new without really trying to be there. It was pretty crazy.
That's dope.
New job. Yeah, all the things.
6 months ago.
Oh, only?
That's what YouTube says. Six months ago.
Wow. Okay. It feels I don't know why it feels longer.
I mean, it might be because our turnaround time here, we like to put all our episodes like film on one day every week or so and just stockpile them. Mm-hmm. So it could have been maybe 7-ish months.
Right. Yeah. That sounds about right. But yeah, life has been so cool since then.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of that has to do with like you manifesting, but also like, what is it? The law of attraction, abundance, both.
Yeah.
That like you were in like such a good place. You were telling us about how you manifest, and then all of a sudden you're moving, you have a new job, and there's like celebrity guest hosts coming in on this job, which is so cool. Like,
yeah, it's been a whirlwind. It was very like I was just in my last place in West Hollywood, and then it's like I snapped my fingers and I was in a much bigger place in my dream place by the beach. Like,
wow.
It's hard to explain. It's hard to explain because it felt like it just happened like within a couple weeks of me deciding that I wanted to do it.
Wow.
Which is hard to move that quickly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Especially out here, I feel like people are always coming and going, but that also makes it difficult to solidify a new place to live because people are always like coming in with like cash offers. And that is, like, not me. I'm not about to be like, here's cash up front. Like,
yeah.
So that's awesome that you secured a new place that you really love. And you said that you were thinking about moving beforehand. So you had started kind of like, what would I want instead of, like, the place that I'm currently at, right? Like, you kind of made the mental list.
Yeah. So I was in West Hollywood for a long time, and I loved it there for a long time. But I felt like it was now out of alignment with the person that I was becoming. Mm. And I just knew I wanted to be somewhere by the water. Like, it just hit me one day and I was like, I need to be by the beach. I just want to be by the water. I want it to be like quiet where I live and peaceful where I live. And West Hollywood's fun, but it's not quiet and it's not peaceful. Mm-mm. So I had this thought that I wanted to be out there. But so what I started doing was I just started spending time over there. So oh. I just thought, okay, I'm going to, like, my work from home days, I'm just going to go and work from different cafes mm-hmm. in areas that I might want to live. Malibu, Santa Monica, the Palisades, Marina Del Rey, like wherever that was. And I would pick a different spot every single time and I would go wow. to a different cafe. And then I would just drive around pretending like it was my neighborhood. And I would literally drive around residential neighborhoods and be like, maybe that's my house. Maybe that's my house. I don't know. And I would wow. just do that for, I did that for like 3-ish months. I would just pretend like I already lived on the West Side. Mm-hmm. And then this is what's crazy. Okay. Here's one of my manifesting stories. I was at home one day in West Hollywood. I hadn't started looking for places to live yet at all. I haven't even put out the feelers. All of a sudden I get someone rings my doorbell and I'm like, who is it? So I look outside and it's this lady who looks normal, nice. I don't know. So I'm like, she has a little dog. Yeah, she looks harmless. I open the door and I'm like, and I recognized her face, but I didn't know from where. I had no idea where I'd seen her before. Hmm. And she comes, I open the door and she goes, hi, I'm a real estate agent. I was just in the area and I was wondering if you were thinking about selling your place. And I was like, who told you? What?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, I'm just like knocking around. Like she literally just like randomly picked my unit in this condo building. Wow. And I was like, actually, I've kind of been thinking about moving. This is really weird that you're here. Yeah. And I'm like, also, you look familiar. And so I realized that I had seen her at this cafe that I always go to. Because whoa. I always go to this one cafe, Dialogue. Shout out Dialogue in West Hollywood, my favorite cafe of all time. And I was like, do you ever go to Dialogue? She's like, yeah, I always sit there with my dog. I'm like, that's where I've seen you before. So not only had I seen her before, she literally randomly knocked on my door. Shout out to Wendy. Because now we're friends because she's the one who sold my place and got me the new place.
Wow.
And she like literally happened so fast. I was like, how in the world did you appear at my doorstep? It's because I started putting up the feelers that I wanted to move. And she like just showed up.
That is insane.
Yeah. It's actually crazy when I think about it. Like it was already crazy then. Yeah. And then when I think about it now, I'm like, it's still crazy. It's not any less crazy.
When the stars align, you know, I feel like that is insane. Like you could not make that up.
No. And like, wow. And I'm going to send this episode to her, aww. You know, and it's crazy because now it's like, well, okay, I have to now sell my, I can't just get a new place. I have to sell my place and get right. a new place. If I could get both right now, I would, but I couldn't at the time.
Yeah.
So that's hard. People say, oh, it might take like a year or like 6 months to a year, sometimes longer to like sell and buy and like a whole process.
Yeah.
Literally within a month, I had sold and bought with her my new dream place, like by wow. the beach.
That's insane.
Somebody put in an offer. I had one offer and I put in an offer and it was accepted and I sold literally the same, like within the same couple
whoa.
Of weeks.
Yeah.
Insane. Right.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that it's so hard to make that leap to like put an offer on somewhere and then hope that your space will be attractive to somebody else.
And you have to believe otherwise yeah. it won't. I there was a moment in me where I was like, well, what if I get it and then they don't, and then I have to, and I was like, stop. Whatever's supposed to happen is going to happen. So I just stopped thinking about it and I just proceeded. And I'm like, if it doesn't work out, it wasn't meant to work out right now.
Yeah.
And it worked out.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, like I remember when I was shopping for places, how nerve-wracking and how stressful it is, like even being in that situation. But it sounds like Wendy was her name?
Wendy yeah. Wilkins. If you need a place, hit yeah. her up. She's an angel. She's an angel.
It sounds like she literally was like your fairy godmother.
I literally feel that way. She did ever like she asked me, I remember she asked me like, what are you looking for? And I gave her my like top, like the location. I gave her what I wanted in the unit. Like I gave her all of my dream things. Mm-hmm. And I had been told by other agents previously to her that I had just spoken to, oh, that's impossible. Like in that budget, you're not going to. Mm-hmm. I told Wendy, she said, girl, we're going to find you what you want.
Yes,
don't you
Wendy!
Worry. And then that's when I realized we were on the same vibration. Now I'm going to be working with somebody who actually like is going to match the frequency and not going to tell me like, oh, that's probably not going to happen.
That's too much. That's dreaming too big when you should be around people who say the opposite.
Yeah. Who encourage you. Like, don't, even if you think it's impossible, don't, don't say that to me. Like, I'm the client. You gotta like tell me, of course we're gonna find what you want, you know? So as soon as she said that to me, I knew she was my girl, and like it just worked out so well. So
just like our podcast catchphrase, DeLulu is the Salulu.
Yes. Literally, you gotta be a little delusional to believe things that aren't currently in your reality. Like, you do have to actually be a little crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
We're crazy, it's fine.
Yeah. 100%. I feel like it's such a balance, because like being delusional but like dreaming big and like aiming for the stars is something like I feel like celebrities now are like really embracing and really talking about on other shows, but it's also like putting the groundwork down, because you can't just like sit here and be like, I want to be a millionaire, you know, or like say, I want to live in a mansion, and it's not just going to like fall from the sky. Like you said, you did the work. Like, you went to the different cities, you pointed out places you liked, and you already had like a mental checklist of what you wanted. And yeah, that, my friends, is doing the work. So be DeLulu, but also do the work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there has to be action behind your thoughts. Like, you can think about all the things you want for a million days in a row, and like maybe it will come for some people, you know what I mean? Like, it could, but like it might take a lot longer, right? It could have still happened for me, but maybe I still wouldn't have moved yet. Maybe it would have taken another 2 years, but oof. I was like going out and physically looking at places. Where does my energy feel right? What kind of people do I want to be around? Like, where do I want to wake up every day? And so I took the action of like getting in my car. I had to drive through traffic 40 minutes from West Hollywood to like the Santa Monica area.
Wow.
Every time I wanted to go do that. And I spent my time. I didn't spend necessarily – I guess I did spend money, gas, whatever. So I had to, like, spend time and money, right, to go do the action, to go be there. Mm-hmm. But I knew that it was worth it. I could have just sat at home and Googled places I wanted to live. But I, like, went.
Yeah.
I drove there.
I think Googling is good, but I don't know that you would really get the vibe. Because you can make any – especially with AI now, you can make anything seem luxurious when it's literally a cardboard box.
Like, literally. Literally. So true.
So how did you know that you felt like the home that you were in, you were starting to outgrow it? Like, what was one of the first couple of signs to you personally?
First of all, the scene on the outside, like, I used to go out a lot in my 20s. Like, I drank, I partied, nothing wrong with that if you still do. But that, you know, I just don't do that anymore. And the area that I lived, you've been at my place, like, the area around there is just, like, lots of bars and lots of, like, billboards and lights and things and people. And you know, there's also just there's a lot more crime there now. Like, there's just when you walk outside, like, there's just some sketchy characters. And I just felt like, this isn't aligned with the person I want to be. And the person I want to be is somebody who feels, whether or not I'm, you know, millionaire right at this moment, I want to feel like I am one. I want to feel like, would somebody very, very rich and abundant live where I live now? Probably not. Mm-hmm. And then the inside of my space, while I'm so blessed and grateful to have lived there for so long and it served me so well and I'm so grateful for it, the inside of my place was very old. Things were falling apart. I wasn't putting the money in to fix them, because I just knew deep down it wasn't a forever place. So I didn't want to even like do that. But I'm like, I just want to move in somewhere that the appliances are brand new. I want to have a washer dryer in my unit. I wanted to have natural light. Like, I wanted to wake up and just like see a lot of light, and my old place didn't have that. And so there were like multiple reasons why I just started feeling like I wasn't vibing with it anymore. And I just wanted water. I wanted to like be able to just walk over to like the peaceful nature, and West Hollywood is a concrete jungle. So it just, my whole being said, you got to get out of here. And the moment that I realized that is when I already started going and like working from cafes out on the West Side. Like, the second I decided that, I was like, I'm doing it. Like, I'm gonna find a new place.
So you found validation in just like trying out something and then going, oh, this is exactly what I want to do.
Yeah, like when I would go over there, I felt good. I felt like, okay, it's gonna be one of these. I didn't know which neighborhood exactly, but I was like, it's gonna be out here for sure. Because I still love LA. Like, I love being in LA. I just didn't want to be like so in cramped it. in the yeah, in the middle of like Hollywood. It's yeah. just yeah.
It's a lot. That's why I, like, all my neighbors are old people, which I love. Like, I'm mm-hmm. I'm not in the Party Central area at all. So I totally yeah. relate. But I also don't think I could live by water, because I'm actually weirdly afraid of water. But, like, I get that. I definitely have had those feelings in the past where it's like, this isn't the place for me. I've outgrown this.
Girl, I don't even know how to swim.
Really?
No.
Oh, no.
And I went, so don't okay, get me started. Okay. Actually, that's the only, I love saying conquer your fears. That's the only fear I have left in my life. Like, I'm not literally not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid of dying. I'm not afraid of heights. I'm not afraid of crowds. Water. That's the one thing I have to conquer. And I know that once I conquer that fear, then I'm actually unstoppable as a human. Cause I still have, like, I know myself, I'm self-aware. I yeah. still have a little bit of like fear in that area. And I still have some limiting beliefs in that area. So I know as soon as I conquer that fear, mm-hmm. which now that I'm saying it out loud, you guys all have to keep me accountable. Like yeah. I have to take my swim lessons. And once I conquer that, that's the last fear that I have in my life that I can think of.
Wow.
I will literally be unstoppable.
I mean, you already are. I feel like you're already unstoppable.
Unless I'm in the water.
Unless you're in the water. That's your only, like, every superhero has an Achilles heel, yeah. you know?
Yeah, that's mine for right now.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely a lot of places I feel like you could easily go and swim.
I
and
know.
Work on it. But it's just, exactly. it's time. It's
No,
time.
It's more like, I just have to go do it.
Yeah.
I just have to go do it.
Uh-oh, the fear.
Well, let's do it next year.
No, for seriously.
I'm serious.
100%. Do it, DeLulu.
I have to, I owe somebody. Anyways, I owe a guest on my show that I was gonna get back. I was gonna get have her back on the show and get into mermaid fins.
Oh, okay.
And I taught myself how to swim, so I need to learn how to do it correctly, so I don't panic when I'm underwater with a silicone thing on. So, if you want to like find lessons somewhere, like I don't know, anywhere like a YMCA or something like that, I'm down.
Lessons together.
Yeah.
Derek, can you swim?
I'll wear my floaties. I used to do swim lessons like as a kid. I don't know why in Minnesota that was like a big thing, but like everybody had to do swim lessons. So I do, but I'm not like a strong swimmer.
So in my high school, we had to take a swim test in order to graduate as well in San Francisco. It was a requirement. And I was so afraid. My aunt was a doctor. She wrote me a doctor's note that said I was allergic to chlorine.
Oh.
Because my mom just, like, love my mom, but she's a little bit of a pushover. Like, she never, like, made me do anything. Like, if I didn't want to do something, she'd be like, okay, fine, don't do it. So I was like, I'm terrified. I don't want to do it. So my aunt wrote me this doctor's note, and I was, like, the only person in the high school that didn't have to pass the swim test.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not allergic to chlorine. Like,
that's
I'm fine.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So I wish she didn't do that, you mm-hmm. know, because then I would have had to learn.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, mom, why did you let me, like, tell you what to do? Why did you let me be the boss, mom? You needed to tell me, no, you're going to learn how to swim today.
Yeah.
So.
Does your mom have an answer or no?
No, because my mom also doesn't know how to swim.
My
mom is full of fear.
It's so generational.
Her fear, like, transferred into me. Mm-hmm. So she's like, yeah, it is scary. Like, you don't need to learn. It's scary. What if you drown? Like,
aww.
You know, so anyways, she doesn't know how to swim. I don't know how to swim.
We will definitely, I don't know if we'll do a Cosmo episode of that, or maybe we just all go do a hangout and we'll just film
a YouTube
clips of
video.
It.
Yeah.
How to swim, a tutorial by DeLulu Canoe.
That's one canoe. I mean, like, if I got into your DeLulu canoe and it tipped over, I'd die, you know?
I mean, most times you wear life jackets.
I still would die from panic, sheer panic.
Oh, no. I don't know that you would. Well, I don't know. What's your fight or flight like? Let's dive into that.
Fight or flight. Well, I think I used to be a lot more like of a panicky person. And then once I awakened, mm-hmm. When I was in the Matrix, I was very anxious, very panicky. Once I awakened, had my spiritual awakening, I have been able to handle things a lot different. Mm-hmm. So I think now if I was like, quote unquote, drowning, mm-hmm. I would somehow, some way, find a way to be calm. I don't know how I would. I don't know. I'm saying that now. Watch me in the moment. But I think I would find a way to, like, stay calm, cool, and collected, and actually think, like, what is going to help me survive? Whereas before, I would have just panicked myself to death, for sure.
Bye, Rip, you know?
I was six and I almost drowned. I was in the three feet part. And then I kept on jumping up and down because I was waiting for my cousin to jump off the diving board. And I kept on jumping up and down because I had to go to the bathroom, I slipped into the deep end.
Oh, no.
And I went down and I was panicking. Nobody was paying attention. And I literally had to calm down, hold my breath as long as I could, and then like crawl my way up, back up that little slope.
Oh no.
Crazy.
It was creepy as heck. And I will never forget that experience. And I'm like, I need to learn how to swim. So I just kept on throwing myself in the 3 feet and just trying strokes and stuff like that. And
see,
like,
you try to do something about it. I just avoided the water altogether. I said, no, thank you. Not going in here.
I grew up next to the beach, so the beach was always there.
See,
so,
it's going to happen to you now.
I in San Francisco, my parents' house is 20 blocks from the beach. Mm. So I also grew up by the beach. Yeah, but it's too cold over there to swim.
Oh, yeah, it is very chilly. But anyways, aside from swimming euphemisms, tell us about this new job.
Yeah, so at the moment, I work for a TikTok agency, a TikTok shop agency, and we do like everything, TikTok shop live streaming and things like that. So I was with the company, now it's been a year. Mm-hmm. It was like, it's such a startup vibe. So it started, it was just like five of us, and now there's like more than 50 people. Like it grew insanely quickly. And we're actually open to the public. We're at the 3rd Street Promenade.
Oh, cool.
So anybody can come in, and it's like offline, online shopping. So you can like watch people live stream, and then you can like purchase the products that they're live streaming. Like while you're watching them, you can purchase them in the store, or you can purchase them off TikTok.
Oh, cool.
So it's a really like unique thing. It's like a niche job. So I live stream, I train, I manage things. I do a lot. Like I don't even have a job title. I do so many different things there.
You're like, I do it all.
Yeah, literally I do it all.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I was scrolling one day on TikTok, recently I did as well and I saw you. But I want to say it was probably like 4 or 5 months ago, and I saw like you just like stepping in front of the camera and like helping out with others. And I was so shocked, one, to see you on this like random TikTok account. But also it's just so cool that like you're in a totally different place now. You have this awesome job. You got to work with Jason Derulo.
Yeah, that was randomly so crazy. I just one day heard, hey, because Crocs is one of our clients, mm-hmm. and I was live streaming on the Crocs account, which mm-hmm. was already crazy because they have like 2 million something followers, and I was like, oh my god, I get to like live stream on their account. Wow. And then one day my boss just comes over and he's like, we're collabing with Jason Derulo, we want you to co-host. And I thought it was on the Crocs account, and I was like, oh my god, that's amazing.
Yeah,
no, it's actually on Jason Derulo's TikTok. And look, I'm not going to sit here and say follower count is like the only thing that matters in life at all. But like he has 65 million. So I was like, look, like that's kind of cool.
That's really cool.
Okay. I don't know if I've ever been on an account that big.
Yeah.
And it's Jason Derulo. So like fan, right? Like love music. So it's crazy. I was literally on his TikTok for 4 hours with him.
Wow.
Selling Crocs.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It was really, really fun. And I was just like, this is what life is all about. It's like, it's a job, yeah, but I'm like also having so much fun while I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, how cool is that? I was like hanging out with him, selling some shoes, doing some game show like things with him. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm getting paid for this? Like, how's that happening?
You're like, this is life. This is what it should
it's
be
great.
Now.
It's
yeah.
So great.
I popped in and I saw a little bit of the live stream where he was like signing Crocs and he was like, check this out. Like, it was super cool.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. And then I'm not going to mention, because this isn't set in stone, but we might have another celebrity live coming up.
Oh, cool.
That I heard is a maybe. And let me just say, this is an A-lister who is, I mean, Jason Derulo is well known, like very well known.
Yeah.
But like even more well known, like if that is a thing.
Ooh, okay.
So if that happens, you'll be the first to know.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just keep swiping on TikTok.
Yeah.
Although I did hear, which maybe you can debunk this. I mean, I know you don't speak for the brand, but I literally opened up TikTok yesterday, which by the time this comes out, it won't have been that close. But they said that like it's going to be banned now in January.
Yeah, there's, I mean, obviously, so I don't work for TikTok. I work for an agency. But yeah, supposedly January 19th is when they like, they like impose this ban or this bill. Now, I'm not well versed in politics, but I do know that like TikTok is going to appeal or whatever that word is, where they like say no. And then if the government or whoever, I'm probably using all the wrong
Congress
terms,
or whatever,
Congress,
yeah.
one of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't my language, but if they allow TikTok to do that appeal, they can put like a emergency pause on the ban to like then go to the Supreme Court, the federal court,
so,
one of the courts. So this is not my language. They
no
go
worries.
To one of the courts, right? And then that can take time. And so I don't think that on January 19th that's it, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that's gonna happen. But could it? Yeah. Am I worried? No. Do I want it to shut down? Absolutely not. I think TikTok's great.
Yeah. And I feel like there's so many small businesses that really benefit from TikTok. Like there's so many artists that I personally know that because of TikTok, they have the following that they do. So they're basically taking away a lot of people who don't work corporate jobs. You're basically making them jobless.
Yeah. A lot of people make their living through TikTok. A lot of people make their 6, 7, 8 figures, whatever it is. There's creators who make 100, 200K a month just selling products on TikTok. Like, that's going to be very, I don't want to say it's going to be very scary for them, because I'm sure like when you're resourceful, you can find other ways to make that money, but it will be a shock. Like it would be a very big shock to a lot of people, including me, including you, and you know, including
everybody,
everybody. And my boss said something, the CEO said something about, he was like, well, if it fails or it shuts down, he's like, we'll just do it on another platform. Like we have the same exact strategy and principles that we would use anywhere for live streaming. So you just move it along to whatever.
Switch to another platform, basically.
Yeah.
That's good that he's so like calm and level-headed about
so
it.
So chill.
That's great.
One time he said, yeah, if my company fails, it's all good. I'll just like move to Thailand or something. He literally is just like so chill about it that's probably why it's working so well, is because he's not holding on to like, this has to work. He's just like, yeah, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's all good.
Then I'll leave. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, that's literally what he said. I'll just move to somewhere else. It doesn't matter.
I need a slice of that cake of like the, oh, well, if it fails, I don't care. Like, oof.
When you stop caring about outcomes, that's usually when the good things start to come, because you're not holding on so tight to anything.
Or stressing.
Yeah. And actually, the Surrender Experiment is a really good book that I read that like helped me let go of outcomes. Michael A. Singer is the author, and he also wrote The Untethered Soul, which is like my favorite book in the world. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's looking to just like help with mindset, or like that little voice in your head that's like, you know, telling you things that sometimes you're just like, stop talking negatively or whatever. Yeah. The Untethered Soul, highly recommended. And then The Surrender Experiment is, I just love books. So
I should get that book from my producer.
There you go. Oh, does he have it?
No, I just,
oh, for him, I see. Yeah.
For Christmas.
It's great.
See, I'm like, is it on great. Audible? I'm not a very Probably. Strong reader.
Maybe, yeah.
I'll have to look and see, because I'm definitely into, like, I enjoy reading self-help books. I don't know. It's interesting to see, like, how other people come up with, like, their goals and how do they accomplish them, because everybody thinks so differently. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times I find myself not finishing the self-help book because I've already, like, 10 to 15 to 20 pages in, I'm like, oh, okay, well, I've already accomplished the goal now, so.
That's great. Yeah, love that. No, and it's like,
not a bad problem.
Yeah, especially, like, sometimes you just need to start something and start getting these ideas, and, like, you don't finish the book from laziness, that's one thing, but if you don't finish the book because you feel like you got what you needed from it and you're already applying it to your life, like, who's gonna yell at you for not finishing the book, you
know? Which is kind of what my ebook is about, which it won't be out when this comes out. Like, I still have a lot of time to put into it, but I'm currently in the middle of writing an ebook about accomplishing goals, and I'm actually writing it in a format so that it's for today's mind, where it's like, it's much quicker, much more abrupt, but like the goal is to get people to like print it out and do it multiple times with multiple of their goals. So it's more of like a workbook rather than like a book.
That's great. I think people need that sometimes, the actionable, like, what can I actually do? Like, sometimes just reading principles, for some people, that's enough. Like, for me, I love just, like, learning principles. And then for others, it's like, you need to actually apply them right here, right now. So having a workbook like that, I think, is so great.
Well, have you done, like, The Artist's Way?
Yes.
Did you finish it?
No.
Same. What, do you know what week you got to?
You know what's crazy? So I finish 99.9% of books I start. Like, I literally am. Wow. I'm a
completionist.
I'm a front to back, like, book person. Sometimes I read books multiple times, but for some reason with The Artist's Way, because it was like an actual like workbook, like you have to take time to do it. I don't know what week, probably like, maybe you're like 4.
That's literally where I ended.
And I don't know how many there are. I own it. I have it. So it's not like I'm never going to go back to it. I just think that everything happens when it needs to. So maybe what happened with us and why we got to 4 is because that's all we needed at that point in our life. Mm-hmm. And like 5 and beyond is like coming for us. And like, maybe we're going to want to pick it up and be like, oh, now I get why I waited to like read this. So
I did have a question since you have done The Artist's Way. Did you enjoy the journaling? Because, like, one of the first prompts they give you is, like, write 3 pages every
day. The morning pages.
Yes, morning pages. Did you like that or did you not? Like, I'm curious how you felt
about it. I liked it. I think that I like to write anyway, so I journal a lot regardless. But I think what was a little difficult, which sometimes difficult is good because mm-hmm. it's, like, training you to do something different, is, like, it was almost like you have to do this every day. Like, you have to do this. Because when I journal on my own, I don't journal every day. I just journal, like, when I feel like journaling. Mm-hmm. So it made it a little difficult to, because there were days where, you know, I was in a rush in the morning or something like that, and I forgot. And I left the house, and I was like, I almost, like, felt guilty.
Yeah.
And that's, like, when I realized, okay, I don't need to take this so seriously that I feel bad that I forgot. So what I would do is I would come home, and instead of the morning pages, I would literally tie it up, be like, these are my evening pages, okay? Mm-hmm. And I would still do it, and I would just do it later. And it was definitely, like, interesting to just get out all the junk and gunk in your head mm-hmm. without – because one of the rules is you can't go back and read it. Like, you're not supposed to read what you wrote. That's so I loved it because I just wrote it and I never looked back and I have no idea what I wrote about now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See, I liked doing the morning pages in the sense of, like, repetition. Like, you're doing the same things over and over. But I found them to be, like, contradictory because, like, if I'm going to write, like, when I manifest, I write with intention. So getting rid of, like, the other spare thoughts in my head – usually they're not there right away in the morning. Like, usually right when I wake up, it's like, oh, I'm going to go do this thing today, or I'm going to draw this sticker, or I'm going to get this information for the podcast. So it's like, that's usually, like, the reason I wake up out of bed. So then to sit down and write stuff that I'm never going to use, to me, went against how I manifest or, like, how I goal set. So I found them to be very difficult.
But that makes sense. No, that makes sense too. I think, like, how I was able to do the, like, releasing is I just thought, I kind of use this example where, like, if you want to manifest, let's say you're on a trampoline, okay, and you're jumping really high. If you have a bunch of weeds and grass under the trampoline, like, you won't be able to bounce as high. Mm-hmm. But if you, like, cut those weeds out, then all of a sudden, like, you can bounce higher and, like, reach your goals if you, like, think about it. And, like, because I'm a very visual person and I need to think about stuff like that. So I thought of the morning pages as, like, the weeds and the grass under my trampoline. So I would just wake up and I would be like, I didn't sleep well last night and I had a dream about this and isn't it crazy and oh my god I can hear an airplane flying right now and also my mom called me that like I would none of it would make sense. None of what I wrote made any sense. There were no sentences, there were no punctuations. It was so messy that I wouldn't even be able to read it because I was writing so fast.
Wow.
And it was, even if I thought in my head dogs are fluffy, like I would just write random stuff. Like it probably looked like a mental patient. No, seriously.
Oh, no.
And that's what, and then once I was done, now I'm like, okay, well, now I like cut out all that weird, like random stuff in my brain. And now I can sit and like think about my day.
Oh.
So that's how I like personally looked at it. And now you're making me want to go back and like start it again. Cause I feel like I did it for a little bit and then I stopped.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll both have to like, I don't know, like, would you jump back in at 5 or would you go back to the beginning? Cause part of me is like, maybe I'd pick it up at week 5. But then the other half of me is like, there's a reason I avoided week 4 though.
Yeah, like so start back. If I started doing it again, I think I would start from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then if there was anything there that felt like I was already like implementing on a daily, then I would probably just skip whatever I was already doing.
Yeah.
But I probably would start it from the beginning because that's just how I am too. Like even with a show or with anything, like I always want to start from the beginning.
Yeah. I'm the same way, like where I don't want to like jump back in the middle of something because then I feel like I'm not either retaining enough of the information or I'm not like giving the beginning the space that it needs.
Yeah. But yeah, and you can always like fast forward if you feel like you need
know? Just give a little bit.
Yeah.
I am curious though, are you, when it comes to like manifesting, are you a pen and paper kind of person or are you more of like you just think about it? Or like what's your process?
I do both. I definitely have a journal where I write things down that I want to like when it's specifics, mm-hmm. like a specific amount of money or like a specific vacation or a specific whatever, like I'll write down specifics. And then I also like to write I don't write every day, but I like to write when there's like a full moon or like something. I'm not huge on astrology, like I love it, I'm not very very well versed in it, but I have a lot of friends who are. Mm-hmm. So like I'll ask them like when is a good time to do manifesting this month, and they'll be like, they'll be like December 15th, whatever. I'm making that up. And then I'll take that day that they told me.
Yeah.
Because I trust them. Or like there's a Lionsgate portal. Like it's 888 or like whatever. Oh. Anything like that. Any big numbers, 1111. Like that's when I really put pen to paper and I'm very intentional. Sometimes I burn the paper mm-hmm. to release. Most of the time I just I meditate. I have it in my mind and then I act as if. So like I'll go about my day acting like the person who already has the thing. Hmm. So for example, like I just within the last I would say year-ish, I started thinking about money very differently to where like before I would always leave tips, like if I was like out eating or whatever, like I'd always leave like a modest like a 15% or whatever.
Yeah.
But I started leaving more wherever I go just because I feel like the person that I want to be and the amount of money that I want to have, I wouldn't do the math and be like, okay, it has to be exactly this amount. I would mm-hmm. just give. Like, I would just give whatever, like, more than I would normally give.
Yeah.
Or if I'm at a cafe and, like, I'm with my friend, I just get them their coffee. Like, I don't even think about it and I don't expect anything in return. I just want to give people things and buy people things.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is me manifesting, having more, attracting more. So again, law of attraction. So sometimes right. I write things down and sometimes I just literally act and do the thing that like I think would attract something back mm-hmm. to me. So
yeah, I feel like I need to reach out to my like Zodiac girlies and be like, hey, what's a good, because that's such a great strategy because we're very similar in the sense that like we're constantly busy mm-hmm. and I too relate to like not being able to write every day, but I find that that like works really well for me. So I guess like one of my final kind of like thoughts and questions for you and your Delulu of manifesting is if there's somebody out there that is watching this and is getting ready for January, what do you recommend for people that see it as like New Year's resolutions? Are you for them, against them? Do you have a different mindset on it? Like, what would you tell the random listener?
Yeah, I mean, I think New Year's resolutions are great. I don't think there's anything wrong with setting a goal for January. Of course, though, there are so many people that set their goals and then they do them for a month. The gym is a perfect example.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, the gym is full, yeah, January, yeah. 5, whatever. But there's other examples. It's not only the gym. It's like anything. And then what happens is people do the thing that they said mm-hmm. and they're not seeing results right away. And then they're like, oh, I knew this was pointless, you yeah. know? And it's that attitude where it's like, why don't we try something different in 2025? Why don't we actually try to set a goal and stick with it?
Ooh, what?
Oh my God.
Scary.
Because like, even if you change your mind a million times about what you want,
yeah,
the reason that it's really important to stick with a goal isn't even for that end result. I mean, that's one of the reasons, but it's to train yourself to stick with doing the thing that you promised yourself. Keep your promises to yourself. And I'm talking straight to you because I've been looking at you the whole time. And I'm sure you keep your promises to yourself. But like you keep your promises to yourself. You will thank yourself. It'll make setting other goals in the future easier because mm-hmm. you're already like, oh yeah, well I accomplished. I told myself I would do this every day and I do this every day. Mm-hmm. So do the thing that you said you were going to do. Become yeah. the person that actually keeps promises to yourself, because if you keep promises to yourself, other people are going to know that you can keep promises to them mm. as well. And now you are the kind of person that people want to work with because mm-hmm. you're a promise keeper.
Yeah, you're accountable.
Yes.
So get your pens and papers out and write. That way you don't forget.
Yes. Do the thing, man. You yeah. can do whatever you want. It's 2025, baby. Let's go. Anything is possible. There's so many people who are so young, teenagers who are making 7-8 figures. If they can, why can't you? Like, we all can do whatever we want.
Yeah. And literally, life's supposed to be fun. I think yeah. we kind of get in this like weird loop of like, I have to lose weight and it's going to be difficult, when it's like, life is supposed to be fun.
Find a fun way to do it.
Yeah.
Like, go take
yeah.
a Zumba class if that's fun for you. Or like,
or canoeing.
Yeah. Go go find a group of people to like hike with every Sunday. So yeah. you're not like in the gym, like crying about, like, do whatever it is and find the most fun way to do it and do it in the fun way.
I love that.
You know?
That's so. Like my new favorite piece of information from you that I will hold true to my Yay. Heart for the next 6 months
we till love we have fun.
You back. Oh, we need more fun in our life. But speaking of fun, we've already had you on the Patreon. So if you guys haven't
subbed, yeah, on Patreon. What are you doing? It starts as low as $5.
Oh my gosh.
So come join us, support the podcast. Your pledges actually got us a brand new, well, it's not on camera, you guys can't see it, but you guys got us a new microphone with your pledges. So thank you so much for being wonderful, delightful patrons. So now we can have like double guests on at the same time.
I love that.
More chaos. But since they've already asked you some questions, I actually prepped an Am I the A-hole for you?
Okay.
And just to let you guys know, I'm going to read you the title and you're going to want to click over. So this is the title of the prompt. Am I the A-hole for telling my roommate her aspirations of being an influencer are fucking pathetic? So we're going to read that to you.
Yes, you are.
No. Oh, no. Well, come join us on the Patreon to hear Jackie's response and for her to answer all of your questions. Thank you so much.
Oh,
for
I thought
here.
I was supposed to answer it right now, but I guess I didn't get into it, so it's fine.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. I got to read the whole thing to you.
Okay, good. Because, yes, it was so fun to be here.
Yeah. Where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Jackie Hollywood. You can go on my TikTok at It's Jackie Hollywood. I also have a manifesting TikTok that's like separate from my like. Normal one, which is Manifest with Jackie. And I am relaunching my I'm for sure gonna have you back on my podcast. I'm relaunching season 3 because I moved, so I'm gonna have a new space and everything. Oh, so I'm gonna be filming very soon, so everybody subscribe to Your Best Friend Jackie on YouTube, because Dara will definitely be a guest on there when I start filming again.
We'll make sure you're added in the description. Your account is at
Okay. Yeah.
You guys
know
what that means. Anyways, be sure to stay DeLulu, everybody, because DeLulu is the Salulu. Oh, and thank you, Cosmo Network, for being here, too. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Cosmo.
I know you're here. I just got so chatty. I just had so many questions for you.
I could talk to you all day.
I know, right? A 4-hour episode.
What's this? Another podcast?
What?
I mean, I live stream for like 4 to 6 hours at a time sometimes, so we can literally do a 4-hour episode. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's
totally maybe we'll do like an extended one next time we have you back.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
A special.
Yeah.
A special.
A manifesting special.
Ooh, I like that.
Live.
Look, ooh, maybe not live. I'm just kidding.
Live.
We'll talk about this.
Dare said no.
Anyways, subscribe, everybody. Stay DeLulu, because DeLulu is the Salulu. Thank you, Jackie, for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cosmo, for being here. Bye.